Sefer, we're beginning Hilchos Avelos, and just a little bit of introduction as follows. The question is how one goes about learning Hilchos Avelos. Hilchos Avelos, in many ways, is different than other areas of halacha in that the Gemara is not as essential in Hilchos Avelos. A lot of what we do are minhagim, which are obviously not found in the Gemara. So that is one nekuda. With that, obviously, you can't move without Gemara. And we'll reference those Gemaras that come up in the sugyas that we're learning. In terms of the proper way to learn Hilchos Avelos, this ain't it, right? In other words, what we're going to be doing is we'll be doing Avelos in around 20 Samat Shiurim, which is less than one would need if one is doing Hilchos Avelos in a really serious way. We're doing Hilchos Avelos, the way I say is that there's like Tzvei Dinim. There's one din to be Mekayim Smicha, and there's another din called Talmud Torah in the full way. To be Mekayim Smicha, yes, we'll get it. In terms of Talmud Torah in the full way, are you going to be learning Torah to the extent that you can, should, would otherwise? So that's not as pashut as I'd like it to be. Unfortunately, we just don't have the time to do it as well as we should, but we'll do the best we can. So in 20 Samad Shiurim, we will hopefully cover the basic Yesodis in Avelos. The proper way to learn Avelos would be to go through all the Gemaras and the Tor and the, the Shulchan Aruch, look up the Rishonim. That's going to be very challenging given the amount of time that we have. Instead, I would recommend that you read Mechaber Ramah and Shach and Pesachei Tshuva. That's basically what we'd recommend. Taz is a little bit less important than the Shach, as in all limudim of Yerideya. Not less important, but less relevant lahalacha. Hopefully we'll highlight some of the Tazes that are really important. When I did Avelos in Yeshiva, so I did not go to a shir. I did what was then called the office Bechinas, and the Rabbi Shulman used to administer Bechinas. And what we did is we read through all the Rush in the third parak of Moed Katan. And by going through the Rush, you get the basic Gemaras, and you go backwards, and you get the basic Shitas of Rishonim. If you have time, very recommended to do so. The Ramban in Torah Adam, the tour begins, Shin Lamed Hei, by saying, from here on, I'm basing myself in the Ramban and the Sefer Torah Adam. The Ramban in the Torah Adam is the source of the dinim that we're learning. If you have time to read the Ramban, Kol HaKavod. Now, when they say if you have time, we're giving shir today at 11:15. The plan is to give shir every day at 11:15, probably including Sundays, although things are always variable. Sundays in particular, there are weddings, there's other things, but the plan hopefully is to give shir all the time at 11:15. 11:15 has the advantage in that it divides morning Seder, meaning to say you can spend the first few hours reading Mechaber Ramah, Shach, etc., and then you'll have shir, and then you can look stuff up and understand it better. I hope that we'll have real conversations, and we will speak in learning. In the Gluck Beis Medrash in the mornings, I try to be there every day, and I want to speak with you in speak and learning to get to know you and to learn together. That's the basic yesod. Yesod number two or three, I forgot what number up to, is that usually I begin Hilchos Avelos with Simin Shin Lamed Hei. Shin Lamed Hei begins with Bigur Cholim, then it touches on the dinim of Goses, which is very relevant for brain death, for transplants of organs, etc. Extremely important stuff. This year we're not starting there because we have less time. It happens that Pesach was late in the year, so we're starting later than we usually would start. So I don't have the time to do it. The plan in terms of how much we're going to learn, which simonim we're going to learn. So I have over here what I put together years ago, a curriculum on Avelos. Maybe I'll give it to one of you to photocopy and give out to the sheer. The stuff in bold is the stuff to learn better. The stuff that's not in bold is stuff that we will not learn as well. So if you have to focus, assuming starting Shin Mem, so Shin Mem, Shin Mem Aleph, then Shin Mem Beis, Shin Mem Gimel, read very quickly, Shin Mem Dalet, Shin Mem Hey, etc., right? That will do more B'iyun. That's basically the schedule. You could see it on. Now, again, I don't know if I'll be able to bring Rabbi Zone to talk about practical issues of how to do a Tahara. I could talk about it to the extent that I know it. So hopefully, this is what we'll cover in Hilchos Avelos. Now, when I say that we begin with Simin Shin Mem relates to the dinim of Kriya. Obviously, when a person is nifter, so the din is that you tear Kriya. This din of tearing Kriya, we understand it as being a relative of the nifter. Medina de Gemara, as we'll discuss, there's other dinim of Kriya. The dinim of Kriya for people who are present, b'shas yetzias neshama of anyone, that you tear Kriya as well. There are dinim of kriya if someone is not a relative, but you have someone who is a chacham, a gadol hadar. So there are dinim of kriya to that extent. Hopefully, we'll speak about that as well. But most often, kriya is focused on relatives. When an individual, Rahman Watson, loses a relative, so you tear kriya. By the way, I just use the word Rahman Watson. That's given in all of Hilchos Avelos. I might not say it all the time. Hilchos Avelos should help that we should not need to fulfill these dinim for a very long time. But Sof Kodem Lomos, that's the reality. You're going to be rabbonim, mechanchim, Indian chiefs, whatever it is. It's inevitable that people will be asking you questions on Hilchos Avelos, and you really have to know the dinim very quickly. Now, were it to be that we're just here to know the dinim, so to know what to do, practically chop, 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 boom. So Art Girl has a very nice book on Hilchos Avelos. It's a translation of the Hebrew book, Pnei Baruch. It's very nice. It's kedai to read, you know, before you fall asleep or something. I'm not here to give you the baseball rule book, right? I'm not here to tell you what you do, etc., right? When you apply the infield fly rule and why they have this awful rule now that the runner starts on second, always in extra innings. I'm not here to tell you rules. I'm here to give you structure. I'm here to teach the denim, but in a more conceptual way, which hopefully will help you understand them better. That also means that we're not going to be going through sif by sif and doing every din. We're going to be speaking bigadol. So what's the first question you ask when you encounter a halacha? Any halacha. Gewaldig. That's like worth half a brownie, but I'm only going to give you a potato starch brownie because I have lots of extras. Yeah, the first din you encounter is the first thing you have to question is whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Gemara Chaf Daled says that an avel shelo para velo param, that means an avel who does not grow his hair long or does not tear kriya. Bigadav yufrumim, right? Prima means kriya, right? It means ripping. And avel who doesn't tear kriya, zak the Gemara, chayiv misa. Right? We learn from B'nai Aharon, the Ribbono shel Olam, after Nadav and Avihu who died. Ribbono shel Olam says, Rashechem al tifro, Bigdechem lo sifrum, Mabon samusu, right? Meaning, right? Usually an Avel has to grow his hair long. And usually an Avel has to tear Kriya. The Pasuk says, Velo samusu, right? You don't do it so that you don't die. Zosomeres, if you tear Kriya, you're going to die. Right? Now, By implication, that means that other people who don't tear Kriya will die. It's just you guys are an exception. We'll see a lot of the dinim and avelos come from exceptions. By Yecheskel HaNavi, right? He lost his wife. And the Navi speaks about how, hey, Anik, Dom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? That means that Yecheskel told not to be Noyeg Avelos the way ordinarily people are Noyeg Avelos. So similarly, we're learning from the Bnei Aharon after the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. So the fact that the Gemara says that Yechayiv Misa would seem to indicate that's a din d'oraisa, no? However, the Bali HaTosfos comment that the Gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, lists the Elul Shebemisa, that the following people chayiv Misa b'dei Shamayim, and it does not include an Avel who did not tear Kriya, that would seem to indicate that it is not a din d'oraisa. Now, in the Rush, in Siman Gimel, so the Rush has an arichos about whether avelos in general is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. When we learn Shin Tzadi Zayin, we'll discuss whether avelos is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But the Rush quotes that the Raavad holds, I'll be between the second Ali, the Raavad holds that not only is avelos d'oraisa, but even the kiyum of shloshim, right? Meaning during shloshim, a person doesn't shave, etc. Even that's d'oraisa. The Rush really does not like this in a big sort of way. And the Rush says, no, dear beloved Raavad, you're wrong. The only thing which is d'oraisa, even according to the Gaonim who say something over here is d'oraisa, is Avelos Yom Rishon, when the Avelos is Yom Misa V'Yom Kvura. When the person dies and is buried the same day, that's the only thing which is Avelos D'oraisa. And even that is a Machlokes HaRishonim and Ashkenazim Paskin and Shin Tzadi Zayin, that it's not D'oraisa. Alachas Kama V'Kama Tovu Mechupalos L'Makom Aleinu, Kriya is not D'oraisa. That is what the Rush writes. He quotes this at the end of, in the middle of Siman Zayin. He says that when the Gemara says, he quotes from the Maharam of Rutenberg, when we say that Avel Shelo Par V'lo Param is Chayiv Misa, that can't be D'oraisa because Oy V'Azoy should be included B'Hadei Hanoch D'Bemisa in Perek Elohein HaNisrafen. V'Dochek Lomar D'Tan V'Shiyer D'Elutznan. Meaning it's not reasonable that the list in Perek HaNisrafen is not a comprehensive list. Therefore, it seems like Kriya is a din derabbanan against the Pashtus in the Gemara Hayom.
Can you say the Gemara would say?
Can you just speak louder?
Can you say the Gemara would say that it's one of the Chayiv Misa that's still in Raisa? Because the Pashtus and the Pasuk of that
Yeah.
you would be Chayiv Misa, the
So
Bnei Aharon
see,
Misa.
here's the thing. When we say that the Chayiv Misa, the Pashtus is the Chayiv Misa for doing a Avoda in the Mikdash in an
Right, that's a
improper way.
Pashtus of the Pasuk.
That's a
So
Pashtus in the
that,
Pasuk.
but
Now, when I'm
the
learning Kriya from that, one could have drayed around and say, oh, maybe Kriya is d'oraisa, perhaps. And by Bnei Aharon, we're learning it differently. However, the consensus view among the Rishonim is that Kriya is d'rabbanan. Right? Again, the Raavad knew how to work. So the Raavad could have interpreted the Gemara that way, but the consensus view among the Rishonim is that Kriya is Dirabbanan. Hi, Max.
So, I mean, I haven't gotten a chance to get to these Megaros yet, but couldn't you pull out of the story of that at the end of the story they didn't Aaron put a stop to the way that Moshe was handling that situation afterwards? He sort of, because the Bnei Aharon didn't actually fulfill their duties, and Moshe was upset that they didn't do
Whoa,
it.
whoa, whoa. God
Well,
tells the
that,
sons
yeah,
of Aaron.
at the end of that story, what's that kind of drawback?
Well, the end of that story is about like burning the Korban Chatos and which one they burn, etc., etc. I don't think that's related to the pasuk that says, Mufura, Shoshechem al Tifra, Bigdechem lo Sifromu, right? I don't think that changes. I don't think that changes at all. Now, when I say that Kriya is Dirabbanan, and that's the consensus view, you might ask me, hey, Schwartz, how do you know that? So let me send your attention to Sif Lamed. Sif Lamed in Shulchan Aruch. Katan delotim lei b'gavo shekalu lo chadoshav, shen meis betoch lamed, o afilu b'yoyim lamed, ein kor in olav. Okay, here's the din. The din is that if someone is a nefel, someone is born and ain't going to make it, right? A ben ches, midina de gemara. So the halacha is there's no avelos. The assumption is that the kid is like a mace. We have a threshold called Yom Lamed. The baby dies at 30 days. Well, what does 30 days mean? Does 30 days mean after 30 days? Right? Does 30 days mean within 30 days? What happens if the baby dies on Yom Lamed itself? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that afilu biyom shloshim, right? If he dies betoch shloshim or even biyom shloshim, so there's no kriya. There's no kriya in that case. Zakt the taz, because kriya is derabbanan. So that's why it's a suffix in the halacha in general, what the status of yom lam is, kalafon of kalacharov, since kriya is derabbanan, so therefore we assume that there is no kriya. Zot the gra. The gra writes, ein karin, the gra os memtes. He's bothered by Akasha. Apagarin mayat katn chavav aminon avelos luchud and kriya luchud. The gra says, okay, avelos is derabbanan. But the gemara in chavav has a machlokas about details in the dinim of Kriya. And the Gemara says that Avelos Luchud and Kriya Luchud, right? Meaning to say, if a person tore Kriya for a parent, and then another person is Nifter, a person tears kriya for somebody else, and then another person is nifter. So there's a machlokes between Reb Yehuda ben Beseira and everybody else, and we paskin like Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, which is that a keral of Avi'imo is not betosefes. So if Avi'imo dies, so you can't add on to that keral. One of the weirdest. I used to be a pulpit rabbi. One of the weirdest levayas I ever did was there was a guy showed up to his mother's levaya and his jacket is torn. So I asked him, Matthew, like, you know, usually we tear kriya at the funeral, et cetera. We'll talk about when we tear kriya. What's the pshat that your jacket is torn? So he says, well, he wore this jacket to his father's levaya and it was meaningful to him to tear the same jacket at his mother's levaya. Like, okay, the guy is unusual. But the din is that kriya al aviv v'imoy is einal b'tosefes. Usually, if a relative is nifter, you tear a little bit and you can just add. You tear a tefach, you can just add. By aviv v'imoy, you can't add. You have to be machik and then tear. So that's the halacha. That's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is a maker. Frak the Gemara, how can you pass Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Don't we? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is a machmir. Excuse me. He says, Keral of the emos in the Tosefes, that's a machmir. Frak the Gemara, why are you being machmir? Didn't Shmuel say, Halach Yehuda ben Meko, but Avel? So, the Gemara, Kriya Luchud and Avelus Luchud. Right? Meaning, Halach Yehuda ben Meko only applies by Avelus, not by Kriya. So, the going over here says, one second, how come in Se'if Lamed? When the kid dies on day 30, we paskin that you don't hear kriya, meaning we paskin lahakel that yom lamed is kilafunav. I understand by avelos I paskin lahakel, By the way, the Ravid, our dear beloved Ravid, who says that Kriya is Doraisa, his Raya is this Gemara in Chafavim and Beis that says Avelos Luchod and Kriya Luchod. Avelos is Drabonon, Kriya is Doraisa. That's why I should be Machmir and Kriya. So the Gron Os Memtes is bothered. He says, how come we're Mekel and Sif Lamed? So the Gra writes that when I say Halachic to be a mekel ba'avel, that means afilu yochid neged rav. Right, I'll follow das yochid by avelos, but by kriya I won't follow das yochid. However, if you have a suffix, which is Yiddish word, an algamein or a general suffix, where the yom lam is kolfonika acharav, so then I'm going to paskin lahakel by kriya also. Kriya is drabon. It's just not a super drabon. Avelos is a super drabon that I even pass in like a yachid neged rab. But by kriya, it's drabonon. It's just not a super drabonon. Rav Shechter likes to quote that there's an essay that Rabbi Chaim Wasserman wrote that avelos is a super drabonon to the extent that there's no chiyuv of avelos until there's yediyah. Right? In other words, I could know that Shmendrick's father died, and I could be at a chasana, and I'll dance with Shmendrick and get really into it. Right? You wouldn't be able to do that by regular dinim. It's a special kula by Avelos. Right? Avelos is more mekel than other dinim.
Right.
Right? That's the yisod. So the Gra writes that Kriya is Dirabonon. Kriya is Dirabonon, and therefore we pass in Lahakel by this Shaila of, what's it called? By this Algamena, this general Shaila of whether Yom Lamed is called Fonov or called Nefonov. Yeah.
Actually,
Avelos
is a super
Dirabonon.
By our Lahakel, it's also a
Fonov. By Eru, by our Lahakel, and Halakhi Dirabonon, by Eru.
Right, but they're
still
right, so.
That's a special halacha l'mayshem yisina ikach nemra halacha. Yeah, that's Arlan Putzl Aretz. By Erev, that's the Rabbanon. The Sidri Tahara assumes it being a Vilchas Nida, that the reason why it was a requirement of Hargasha, and we don't say Safeg, Deraisa Lahachmir, that's also Kula by Nida. Rabbi Chanan does not include that. I have like a list of these things, but Rabbi Chanan is saying it, that it's a Chiddush by Avelos. It doesn't mean it's a chiddush that's unprecedented and does not appear anywhere else, but it's a chiddush by Avelos. So now, what this seems to be is that by dinim of Kriya, I'm going to paskin lahakel. I'm going to paskin lahakel, right, by dinim of Kriya. Avelos lachud and Kriya Lachud. I'm not going to paskin lahakel like a yochid neged a rabbim, but I will paskin lahakel by a general shaila. Right? That's what emerges. So Rav Shechter has in the Sefer B'ikvei Atzom on page 256, Rav Shechter has a kasha that l'achreinim ask azay. There is a machlekas avashal in the rest of Judaism about whether we pass in mixas hayom bikula. Meaning to say, right, when a person sits Shiva, so you don't sit a complete 7 days. No, you get up on day 7 in the morning after shachris or something. Why? Mixas hayom bikula. Now it's a machlekas avashal and the rest of Judaism, and we pass in like the minority opinion. That, what's it called? You pass like the minority opinion that you get up after Shachar. So we say Mixas Hayom Kikulai. Well, the Achrayim ask, if that's the case, so then there should be a din of Kriya on Yom Zayin after you get up from Shiva. Maybe you could get up from Shiva and you could shower, etc. But maybe, again, I'm talking about Kriya of the Ve'ima. Right? We'll speak about how there are differences in the halacha between Kriya for a parent and Kriya for other relatives. By other relatives, you tear your shirt, and then if it gets all sweaty, you can take the shirt off and put a different shirt on. By other v'imo, Right? When you change your shirt, you have to tear it again. So what's the heter on Yom Zayin to get up from Shiva and then wear an untorn shirt? L'cha'ora, by Kriya, I should follow the Rabbim, and the Rabbim do not say Mixas HaYom Kikulo. Right? That's the kasha the Acharonim have. So Rav Shechter over there in Be'ikvei Atzon, he has a mahalach. He says that certain dinim of kriya are fundamentally dinim in avelos, and therefore, just like halacha k'divrei hamikol ba'avel, therefore halacha k'divrei hamikol by certain types of kriya, like that din of that you have to tear a beged that you are machlef by other ve'imo. That's Rav Shechter's mahalach, which he tries to prove. Again, it's a chiddush. Rav Shechter has the same yesod on page 99 in Be'ikvei Atzayin. We paskin that there's no chinuch on avelos, but we paskin that a katan, right, sif of Zayin, katan shemes lo meis mikar en lo. You tear kriya for a katan, but there's no avelos. I remember as a kid, so one of my classmates lost a parent. We were probably 11 or 12. And he tore kriya and then he went to school because a katan doesn't sit shiva. Now, in his case, and I spoke to Rav Shechter about that this morning, he went to school for Lamudei Kodesh, but he would sit shiva with the family in the afternoon during Lamudei Chol. And what's the pshat in that? So the pshat in that probably relates to the shach and the taz. And the by the shach, I mean the Kudas HaKesef and the Taz and the Dog Omer Vav, the Kodesh Piskei Tshuva, which is that the assumption is, the way Rav Shechter says it, is that there's no din of chinuch on ketanim by Avelos at all. Chinuch applies. I remember Rav Shechter saying it this way. He did not remember that he said it this way, but he said, okay, could be. That chinuch is to prepare a kid for a normal life. So you'll grow up, you'll have to shake a lulav, you have to eat matzah. Right? That's chinuch. But the assumption is that avelos is by definition an aberration. Avelos is not something that's supposed to happen. Certainly, it's not something that's supposed to happen when you're a kid. So. Right, there's no chinuch of avelos. That's why Rav Shechter says the Magen Avraham Paskins that there's no chinuch for a katan to fast, let's say, on Tisha B'Av, on Shavuos HaBetamos, because that's considered inyanim of avelos. Again, there's a little bit of a discussion over there because it's called avelos derabim, but for our purposes, Rav Shechter and Be'ikvei Atzon, both on page 256 and page 99, he develops the idea that Riyah, on some level, can be a din of avelos. Right? We spoke about the case on 256 about Mixayam Kukulai. Case on page 99 is the din of kriya when the person is ro'eh arei Yisrael b'chorbanon. Right? If you right, the din of Shulchan Aruch. You see, we might not be sure what arei Yehuda are anymore, but you see cities that have been destroyed. So you say Tzion le'iyam hayaso. Right, etc. The psukim that you recite and you tear kriya, that kriya is a din of avelos, and therefore a katan does not tear that type of kriya, even though avelos lechad and kriya lechad. So the first yesod that we're trying to address is that we paskin that kriya is a din derabbanan. Now, the Just to, yes, sorry. I just remind me your name, but
Leo Rubin.
Leo, Sean Leo.
This could be that we just looked it up on our own time, but how was Rosh Hashanah Magdir when it has
He
the
isn't. How am I Magdir when the Kriya is a din of Avelos when it's a Zaitig din of Kriya?
what if
He
that's
isn't. What I should point out is that Rav Shechter said that there's zero chiyuv of chinuch by a katan on avelos. The Taz sounds that way, but if you look in the Dog Omer Vava,
Dogo Mervava says that the reason why there's no chiyuv of aveilus for a katan is because of bittul Torah.
So this case I remember as a kid, my classmate, his name was PJ Stern, when he lost his mother. So he went to Lamude Kodesh, and not to Lamude Ho, that's a similar to Dogo Mervava, that it's in the bittul Torah. It's not similar like Rav Schechter has in the Sefer, that fundamentally there's no chiyuv of aveilus for a katan. Right, it's two different gishot, two different approaches. Okay, now, let's just talk about this din we spoke about, kriya by a katan. The Gemara says it's mishum agmas nefesh, and that leads to the lashon in the Gemara, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that mekar im lo, that we tear kriya for him. Is the avel supposed to tear kriya himself, or are other people supposed to rip the avel's shirt? So in the kuntres in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a kuntres of Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolyes, who was the Av Bez in the town of Brod. There were two gedolim in Brod, Reb Shlomo Kluger and Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolyes. Reb Shlomo Kluger, I think, was a businessman. Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolyes realized that Eric hadn't learned in the Bissell, so he decided to only pass in the Sirius Shilas after discussing them with Reb Shlomo Kluger. So in the kuntres of Ephraim Zalman Margolyes, so he discusses that maybe someone else should not tear kriya for the avel, with the exception of a katan, because A, the lashon of the Gemara always is that the avel is kireya. B, maybe there's a din of it's a mitzvah shebegufo to lo shayach beishlifos, right? Meaning, this is famous from the Ktzos, like yeshiva guys know this from the Ktzos. I can't, as much as I'd love to, I can't make a shaliach to where it's found for me, because it's a mitzvah I gotta do. So also maybe you cannot possibly make a shaliach to tear kriya for you. So the Ephraim Zalman Margolyes says, no, that's not what mitzvah shebegufo means. Mitzvah shebegufo doesn't mean that you have to do it. It means it has to be done on you. Right? Tefillin has to go on my guf. But there's no din of most assume, again, the Rosh and the Shach in Hilchos Milah might be different. Some people are machmir like this, that the father actually makes the cut by Yamila. When I was in yeshiva here, Rabbi Tendler taught Hilchos Milah. He said he would make an iser on the father making a cut because he has seen the results. Sometimes I am not a fan of the father making a cut. It's also probably not correct la halacha, because la halacha we assume that there is shlichus by Milah. When they say mitzvah shebegufo, that doesn't mean Milah. Mitzvah shebegufo means something like tefillin. So Ephraim Zalman Margolyes discusses, okay, so maybe we don't say mitzvah shebegufo that you can't have shlichus, but maybe it's better that you should do it yourself, because mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Right? I should always do something myself rather than designating a shaliach for me. Okay, maybe. That sounds good. However, Ephraim Zalman Margolyes says, one second, maybe this has to do with like a chakira regarding kriya. Is the mitzvah of kriya that you should rip? Or is it mitzvah that the beged should be ripped? Okay? If the din is that the beged should be ripped, so there's no reason why someone should not do it for me, and maybe I don't apply the rule of mitzvah bo yosei mi b'shluchai. Now, yeah, the Lashon Gemara always is that the Amoraim did it ba'atzmam, but maybe that's they wanted to, achveis nisht. So the minik happens to be that a member of the Chevra Kadisha or the Rav begins the Kriya, and then we tell the Avel to rip more, to rip it the Adayim. It's also true that one of the differences between Kriya of the Imo and Sha'ar Amukroivim is whether you can use a kli. Right? In other words, if I want to rip with a, usually my Eitzah Tova, use a razor blade, and or use a good pair of scissors. But you should start it, the Rav should start it, and then other people should be mashlim. That's the accepted practice, the way Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolyes has it in Sifkat and Beis. Now, Kriya is a, one second, the Emek Bracha, and so one, there's going to be like 10 or 11 differences. So, and by other V'imo, you should do B'yadayim as opposed to doing it B'kli. So what we do, though, we assume that, like, the, what's it called? The Avel himself does the final ripping. You start off with the Kli just to get it started. It's very hard. If you ever try to, so it's very difficult. Yeah, you had a comment, Max?
Did we say that we do Paschim that, so would the Rav be a Shliach that started, or is he just helping start and then
so
the guy's actually doing it?
The Pashtus is that you don't need to say shlichas, that you're really doing the kriya. The Abba himself is doing the kriya, and the starting is just a way to make it easier. Usually we have the Rav of the Chevra Kadisha doing it because there are halachas that we'll discuss about where on the Beged you tear kriya, and people don't know these dinim. So the Rav of the Chevra Kadisha, they know the dinim. By a katan shemekar in loy mishum agmas nefesh, so the kriya is not a real din of kriya, right? Meaning someone else does it for you. Meaning, Reb Kiva Eger points out that although kriya is usually a tefach, but by a katan, it's just a kriya kol shehu. It's just that you just tear a tiny bit. It's not a full tefach, right? Because it's not. It's just mishum agmas nefesh. You wanna get people to cry. By the way, by other the emo, kriya is achiyagala eslibo. Right? The kriya by Ova V'imo is not just a tefach, it's until you open the heart. Me'ikar hadin, there's no difference. People say, oh, by Ova V'imo, everyone knows you turn on the left, and other people you can turn on the right. Right? That's Damazaya Minik Maharel has. Right? The real din is by Ova V'imo, you have to be megala eslibo. I remember when Shechter was tearing kriya for his father, so he kept on saying, where's the heart? Where's the heart? I want to make sure I get to the heart. Like, that's a Rav Shechter is like halachic man. That's like what he's thinking about. Okay, kriya is a mitzvah. There's certain mitzvahs that are like achilas matzah, other mitzvahs like achilas mar, certain mitzvahs that we're happy about doing, other mitzvahs we're not happy about doing. Kriya is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that I'm happy about doing. Usually a mitzvah gets a bracha. Kol mitzvahs mevarchan aleihen oy v'lasi yasan. We do not recite a bracha on kriya. You don't recite Shekshem Mitzvah Savitzivanu, even though it's Drabonon. We recite Brachas on Drabonons, right? Neres Chanukah, right? We recite Brachas. So, how come there's no Brach on the Kriyas? Abu Draham, in the beginning of his Sefer, quotes a truth for Rabbi Yossi ben Palat. There, Rabbi Yossi ben Palat goes like, all Brachas on which Bracha, which mitzvahs don't get a Bracha, etc. Rav Yosef ibn Palat says something to the effect of that since kriya involves agmas nefesh, so therefore there's no bracha on the kriya. Since kriya involves agmas nefesh, Rav Moshe Feinstein has that in Simen Reish Tes Vav Os Anaf Daled, the same idea that like it's a mitzvah of Puranis, therefore we don't make a bracha on it. Some people make a mistake, and they think that there is a bracha on kriya. They think that you recite the Baruch Dayan HaEmes, and that's a bracha on the kriya. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Baruch Dayan HaEmes is a bracha that you recite. You hear bad news. A parent died, Rahman al-Tzlan. You hear bad news. You recite Baruch Dayan HaEmes. But let's say the Badi HaShulchan puts in the Sefer Shevet that if a person ends up tearing kriya improperly, so then you have to recite Baruch Dayan HaEmes again. That's not correct. Pashtus says you recite Dayan HaEmes even when you don't tear kriya. Rav Shlomo Zalman's wife, I think, was Nifteris on Shabbos. So you recite Baruch Dayan HaEmes when she was Nifteris. Obviously, you don't tear kriya on Shabbos, no? We'll talk about that in maybe in 2 minutes, although maybe next time, because I try to finish at 12. Even I try to give shiur for less time. So we'll start like 11:15 and 12. Basically, Baruch Dayan HaEmes has no connection to the kriya at all. And the reason why we recite Baruch Dayan HaEmes at the time of kriya is because, again, you want to recite it when the Chevra Kadisha is present to make sure that you do it properly, etc. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Chaf Gimel, Sifkat and Ches, writes that the practice that people have is that recite Baruch Dayan Emes on the relative that they'll say Shiva on with Shema Malchus, and Baruch Dayan Emes on other bad pieces of news without Shema Malchus. That's not proper. The Mishnah Berurah says technically you should recite Baruch Dayan Emes with the Shema Malchus whenever there's bad news. Nonetheless, the practice develops not that way. If you look in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, he has like some discussion about that question. And Be'ezus Hashem on Monday will continue over here. Or let's just do one more thing. Any questions, comments, observations, jokes, criticism? Okay, have a good day.